Welcome to the Goal Lines Podcast, your Mid-Missouri football guide. If you don't already subscribe, find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the News Tribune Football Podcast featuring the Jefferson City Jays. I'm your host, Tony Hawley, sitting here with Trevor Hahn of the News Tribune. And before Trevor and I start to discuss things this week, let's listen to a little bit of Trevor's conversation with Jefferson City head coach Damon Wells.
All right, well, I'm here with Coach Wells. We will start with last week. Just what would you say the biggest thing you learned from the game last week was?
That we're making progress. Like I told you before, we're never going to be the team that feels good when we don't win. But I think taking it literally and trying to remove the emotion, I don't even think it's debatable that we've made progress in the last 12 months.
So moving on to Rockbridge this week, it seems like they have more of a pass-heavy attack, something you guys haven't really seen so far in through the first 2 weeks. So how has the preparation been different headed into Rockbridge this week?
The preparation's been good. I think that if you're sound in all phases, that inevitably you got to stop the run, you got to stop the pass, and you're going to have to be able to move the football against odd fronts, even fronts, and everything in between. So, practicing in July hopefully prepares us for all of this. I've mentioned before that we've played 16 7-on-7 games over the summer against some pretty quality opponents, so hopefully that work we did helps us.
So moving to the other side of the ball for Rockbridge, it's kind of been a tale of two different games for them. Park Hill South ran all over them in week one, and then last week I think they allowed less than 30 total yards of offense against Smith Cotton. So just what have you noticed watching film of the Rockbridge defense?
They're very sound. There doesn't seem to be any confusion with their kids, that they understand their roles, they know their roles. They're also pretty multiple on the back end. So we'll have to definitely play well. Class 6 school, we're a class 4 school, so it's going to be a heck of a challenge.
All right, that was Jefferson City head coach Damon Wells. And Trevor, we maybe could have seen a loss to Hannibal coming last week. We maybe could have seen, them scoring some points. I don't know that we were expected to see what we saw from the Hannibal offense in terms of 8 touchdowns for one person, no matter how good that person was. But what were your impressions of Aeneas Williams last week?
So, yeah, I mean, I had heard for 2 straight weeks how good he was, and I didn't know how much of that was smoke or just hype build up around the kid, but yeah, I figured out real quick just how good he is. 330 yards of total offense almost just for one guy and 8 touchdowns. He accounted for all 53 points they scored, so I was impressed, to say the least.
Yeah, I'm sure it's a game that the Jays want to dwell on as little as possible, but it's also one of those games where you probably have to take some stuff from it. So what did maybe Coach Wells say about that, and how quickly did they want to move on after that one?
Yeah, like you guys just heard in the interview with Wells, his biggest takeaway is the fact that they have progressed a lot since he got there and to this point, and they are closing that gap against Hannibal. We still aren't 100% sure how big that gap is.
Right.
They kind of exploded on Jefferson City in the second half last week, but I mean, there were some positive takeaways, and he firmly believes that they are doing all of the hard things right, and it's just the simple little things that they need to fix. And for the most part, I do think he's right on that. The penalties were still an issue. Tackling in space is an issue. They were definitely trying to wrap up Aeneas Williams high instead of trying to hit him low.
Right.
And that did not work out well, as we heard from the stats. So I mean, just progress is what they want to continue to do, and they keep showing it.
I guess that's enough said about that, because I'm sure they'll see him in their nightmares for a while. So the better off, the less we dwell on it for them, the better off they'll be. But it is now time to kind of get refocused. You're 1-1 after your first two. I think if I would have, you know, if we would have talked before the season, we could have probably seen that being the case. So it's not like there's anything hugely surprising about where you stand at this point in the season. Now it's just a matter of, okay, well, now after that, you know, a big loss last week, we got to get refocused. You got to get refocused, and you got to do it for our Rockbridge team that traditionally is very good. Right now, we don't know what to make of them either. They're also, you know, 1-1. So, you know, they start off the season with a 34-17 loss at Park Hill South. Then they turn around and do what everybody expects them to do and thump Smith Cotton pretty good 49-0 last week. So where do we think, you know, it's two teams that are both 1-1, and I'm sure both teams probably still have questions about themselves. So how important is this matchup just from a standpoint of, you know, this is kind of one of those, you know, games where you look at and go, okay, these are 50-50 games where you look at and go, this can kind of maybe determine how a season goes at this point. Can we leave that loss behind us and get to 2-1, or do we all of a sudden find it two losses in a row at 1-2? So how big do you think this game is for the Jays this week?
It's a really important game because if you would have polled what the CMAC would have looked like at the end of the season, a lot of people would have said Helias first, Rockbridge second. Sure. So you look at this game, and yeah, you're coming off of a loss, and you play one of your more important conference games to start off the conference schedule against Rockbridge, and it's on the road for their home openers. So it's a first-year head coach under Matt Perkins. He came over from West Plains. So yeah, we don't know a ton about Rockbridge, but we do know what they showed last week and what they like to do, and they like to spread it out. They like to get it to their playmakers in space, and so, I mean, coming away with a win in this game would just be an absolute massive development for the Jays when it comes to how this conference schedule plays out. And so, yeah, going on the road to start that is going to be a little tough, though, for sure.
You know, Tom Rackers and I talked about this a little bit in the Helias podcast that, you know, we're still in the infancy stages of the season. It, you know, week three, you still aren't sure what to make of anybody. You're still not sure what you are in some ways. Some teams have a better defined idea after two games than a lot of teams do. So I guess you know, the big thing for not only Jefferson City trying to figure itself out is, you know, what do we make out of Rockbridge? Are they the team that, you know, only scored 17 in week one? Is that atypical now that they, you know, scored a bunch last week? Or is it that everybody looks good against Smith Cotton, it seems like? So how much do we take away from that, and how worried should the Jays be about, let's start with the offense from Rockbridge? How concerned should they be about that offensive threat that they face today?
So it's a different scheme that they've faced in the first 2 weeks. They faced two run-heavy offenses, okay, in Osage and Hannibal, and they're going to be facing a pass-heavy attack in Rockbridge. So they're going to find a lot about themselves just, okay, in the secondary trying to defend this Rockbridge team. It's been a tale of two different games on both sides of the ball for Rockbridge. So once again, we're not 100% sure what they're all about. Obviously, they played a really good Park Hill South team in week one and a not very good team in Smith Cotton in week two. So the median is going to be somewhere there in the middle where it's probably, they're a solid ball club. I think we all think that. But just how good are they? I think we figure that out this Friday. So
going back to a couple weeks ago when we were kind of in the preseason mode, when we were kind of talking in kind of vague terms, how did the Jays feel that pass defense might be for them this year? Is that something that they think they're suited for, or is there something that they might struggle with? You know, if this was still the preseason, we're just going, just in terms of if we face a passing team, how do we think we're going to do?
They do have good athletes on the back end, and they really do like their secondary. It just all comes down to how well they tackle in space.
Okay.
And they haven't showed that through 2 weeks, and sure, that continues to be a major point of emphasis for Coach Wells and what he's preaching to these kids. And I mean, it should be a strength of theirs because the athletes are good, but we'll see how well they match up against the Class 6 school style of athletes.
Yeah. So then in terms of, okay, so we you know, we'll have to find out how they can cope with what Rockbridge is going to do to them offensively. How about the Jays offensively? I mean, because we look at it and we go, okay, you know, after two games, you've scored 41 and you've scored 28. That's not too bad. How do they feel about where they're standing right now offensively at this point in the season?
They feel like they're doing all the hard stuff right, and they just need to limit the stupid turnovers and the penalties pre-snap. They fumbled the ball twice just fielding snaps under center last week. That's something that obviously has to be fixed, something Coach Wells talked to me about. Pre-snap penalties has been something we've talked about after both games. But, I mean, they're moving the ball well.
Okay.
The wing T is working to exactly how they want it to, and they're actually getting a lot of big plays.
Okay.
Rodney Wilson already has 260-plus yard touchdown runs on the season, had a 38-yard touchdown pass last week for the first touchdown through the air. And yeah, we're seeing different running styles from all the different style backs, and they're each bringing different things to the table that are going to help the Jays. So they're going to be a difficult team to prepare for because they can get you in a lot of different ways.
How are we looking health-wise in terms of that? I mean, it's only two games in. We'll get more nicks and bumps and bruises as we go along, but how are we after two games?
It was a bloodbath last week with Hannibal. Okay. Like it was an extremely physical football game. Okay. So Zane Wings and Josh Wilson didn't finish the game, but I just saw them when I was at the stadium, and they look fine, and I believe they are going to be prepared to go for Friday, so that's good. And major injury from the preseason was worried about Brody Smith in the offensive line. He's finished and played both games, and he had to see the trainer a little bit last week, but he's going to be good to go again. So they are staying relatively healthy so far, and yeah, I expect another physical game on Friday, so we'll see how it looks after that.
All right. I guess that gets us to the prediction point of the podcast. And bearing in mind that we're not sure kind of what to expect from either of these two teams after just two games, you still got to pick one. So how do you feel like this is going to play out tonight?
I think both teams are going to be able to move the ball. I think this is going to be kind of dating back to last season. If Jefferson City's going to win this game, it's going to have to be a shootout. I predicted them to win last week. It didn't turn out too great. So, yeah, I guess I'm going to roll with Rockbridge in a shootout. 48-42.
All right, that should do it for this week. For Trevor Hahn, I'm Tony Hawley saying thanks for listening.
For more information about this week's game, pick up a copy of the Goal Line section in Friday's News Tribune and get game updates and more prep sports content all week by following Trevor Hahn on Twitter at TrevHahn3. That's TREP. HAHN3. Thanks for listening.